Tuesday. It's our encore show for Tuesday. You have no fucking idea, man. I mean, we had all day fucking long here dealing with motherfucking Spectrum and then dealing with hybrids and dealing with Comrex units and dealing with fucking phone boxes and any fucking way. So, God damn it. Amazingly fucking crazy ass motherfucking day, dude. Crazy day, man. Crazy day. Crazy, crazy fucking day. So, you know, I mean, I could go into a lot of specifics, but, you know, with all due respect, and I love you guys, you wouldn't know what I'm talking about. But it was just one system failing after the next. Then we tried something else. This is hard to explain to people. And I know I'm going to sound arrogant, but I'm the absolute authority on what I do. Because there's nobody else that I know that does it. And if if they are, they learned it from me. Because I guarantee you, man, going back 20 plus years, 30 years since I've been doing this particular kind of show, almost 30 years, I've had more and more people saying, how do you do that? And early on, I used to try to explain it to people. Then I stopped because nobody really got it. But what I'm going at right now is the technical end of it. Getting a phone system to sound right is a lot tougher than it sounds, especially when you're not in a radio studio and you're not, you know, for the longest time, it was the matter of just getting one number to call another. Then we had this thing called satellite. Landlines are few and far between. People use cell phones now, and they also use modems, and they use routers, and they don't use fucking hard lines. They're using the satellite. So even if you've got a so-called landline in your house, but you're actually got is a desktop phone or whatever the hell you want to call this, with a cable running into a modem, okay, that's, you know, using outer space. So you get slap back, you get all kinds of shit. You got to get rid of that. You have to make sure that, does it really sound like a phone? You know, how many of us go on the phone every day and ask ourselves, does this really sound like a phone? That's a phone. You're using it. You're talking to people. But to get it to sound like a phone is a whole other thing. You know, you need to roll off all kinds of EQ situations. You need sound effects. And we went from Frontier, which had effectively landlines, to Spectrum, which uses a modem and is really an internet company that does provide landline service that goes to a modem. It's not really a landline. It looks like one, and it's a, you know, there's a landline that goes from your phone to the modem. It doesn't go into the wall, and it doesn't go into the cable, and it doesn't go into the telephone lines. You know, it goes into a modem, and it goes up into space. So you deal with issues of the delay between the satellite and the phone, and you're having to deal with that. And so you're having to take off headphones so you're not listening to slap back, and you're having to get rid of the other, because we're dialing from one phone to the next, and you're having to get rid of that because you're hearing it. You're hearing the returning voice, your voice, in the earpiece of the other phone. So what do? We unhook the earpiece of the other phone. So now we just have this phone that we use to call out on, and we, you know, boom, ba boom, ba boom. All goddamn day dealing with that, and then we had our fucking hybrid fail. So then we went back to our little phone box, only this time, you know. Yeah.
And so I got to put in the EQ here, and I got to roll all kinds of shit off of it here, and roll all kinds of shit. Wait. I got to roll all kinds of shit off here, and roll all kinds of... Test 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Hey, this is Steve Bozell. Hey, this is Steve, you know, got to do that, see? Every time.
Now, Steve, don't start crying, okay? Now, what? See, I can't hear anything. Testing what? What the fuck? Testing 1, 2. What the fuck happened to this, man? Oh, I know what happened to it. I'm ready to flip my goddamn lid on this shit.
What? What's wrong, Mr. Henry? What's wrong, Mr. Henry?
No, nothing's wrong. I just heard.
So I'm here, you know, and this sounds okay, but I got slapped back. I got to hear. I'm slapping it.
You're spanking it, aren't you?
I am. I'm just spanking, spank, spank.
Anyway, so, you know, it's wild, man. Because you're wild, man. You're wild. All right, so that's where that's fucking at. Now, tonight, today, tomorrow, whatever, is our you know, thing, man. Today is our thing day. Today is our hey man, why am I still looking at this, man? Get rid of that goddamn thing. People, they don't fucking get it, man. I ask for people to do things and they just don't get it. All right, why are there's 4 or 5, okay. So today is the 27th of August, and we'll go back in our archives to the 27th of August of 2018. You'll be happy to know, and this is no shit, we're finally dealing with our KFI material and a lot of other stuff. We've got a promotion that we're going to be mounting. We have our marathon coming up this weekend. It's going to be R.C. Collins. It's going to be BSP only. We already did our free marathon of the summer, which was, what was our free marathon? Was it Ted Bell? Yeah, or Ted's of Beverly Hills. So this is going to be R.C. Collins. And, of course, R.C. has his Bradley Military Academy shirts that he's selling. And what I'm doing here now is I'm just getting into our archive here on the website. I learned something really cool. I can go to our NDI, go to NDI to file, go to Safari. I just want to see Safari. And that's going to show up as Safari on 5. So, let me show you what I mean by that. Come on, motherfucker. All right. So, now... are you telling me that, that's interesting. So you're telling me that I can't, oh, look at that. Look where I'm way down there. Look at that, man. That's interesting. How is it that my little tiny, oh, dig it, man. It didn't come all the way. There we go. Yeah, that's groovy. What that does is, it eliminates all this extraneous shit. You know, a lot of extraneous shit. We just go full screen without all the extraneous shit. Okay, I dig that. But having said all of that, I don't want it to be, no, I don't want to do that. I want to do this. Come here. Come here. Come and see here. There you go. That's what I want. That's what I want. All right, so we're going to go to the... archives, and we're going to go to the 27th of August, 2018, last year. What kind of joy? Was I happy? Was I sad? What were we doing? Was there even a date? Were we even doing a show on that day? August 27th. I know 2 years ago, this was around the time that I busted my fucking face open. Remember when I fell out of bed? Well, this is a break. An all-new episode of Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police guest hosting. Jay recounts a power struggle between himself and Major Elvis Newton's son, Lou Newton. That's the name that I was trying to remember. Lou Newton. Lou. And we were having a power struggle between me and Lou Newton. Shit, yeah. Dude, this is going to rock. This is going to rock, man. All right, I'm going to dig that, man. I can dig that. That's going to be great. Fuck yeah, man.
And this is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Yes, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is on the air.
You got to love it. Who can't dig something like that? Why have I not had Steve back on? Or, I mean, what's his name? Jay. I'll tell you why, because Jay is just, Jay will not be fucked with. You know, you'll say to him, Jay, I want to have you back on.
Well, okay, is this one of those deals you're going to make fun of me?
Because I'll tell you right now, Missionary, I'm not there. I haven't really evolved to that point yet where I'm just going to sit there and let you go ahead and bend me over and spank me, you know, in front of people. Hotel Indigo. Okay, stayed at the hotel. Did you join us for our Facebook Live over on the BSP page? That was fun. We did a little bit of a Facebook Live, and we were at the Hotel Indigo. We were sitting out in front of the Hotel Indigo. And, you know, talking to people and shit on Saturday night. Now, what is this, August 27? Yeah. I'm going to be here all motherfucking night doing this shit, man. Because all day long today, man, it was like unfucking rail. Just trying to get this shit worked out, man. God damn it. One way you can make that shit sound realistic is by using your cell phone. The problem is there's all kinds of slapback. It's ugly, man. Lou Newton is on the air. Yeah, there's all kinds of slapback. There's a Lou Newton show. And I'm Lou Newton. what are you doing, Phil? Okay. You got me, man. I am like, I'm lost. I am fucking lost, man. September, August 2005, right? What about September 2000. That will do. No. July 2005, June 2004, May 2003, February 2006. No, I think we should do September 2000. So, I'm just figuring out what we're going to do on our. I'll let you see what we're doing. Lou Newton is on the air. Well, wait a minute, man. Don't do that. And don't do that. No, come back. Yeah, thank you. No. There we go. Wait a minute, man. You dirty, filthy. What is this, man? All right. Oh, so what am I doing here? September 2000. What do we got in sports tonight? This goddamn Skip, this clown, he bugs me. Christ, I can't stand him. Every time they've got the camera on that motherfucker, he's running his goddamn mouth about something. And I don't give a shit what it is, you know? I don't like guys from Texas. It's nothing personal. There's a lot of you guys in Texas I really like, but, you know, just like you don't like guys in California. All you Texas guys. You know, you have an inferiority complex about California, and I'm kidding around. I'm fucking around. Derek Harper. What? Attorney Harvey Weierman thinks Mark David Chapman should be set free because he's turned his life over to Jesus. This was in 2000. 20 years had passed since the murder of John Lennon. Now it's been 38 years, 39 years. Jesus H. Christ. That's a wild fucking deal, man. Well, here's a Jay Santos bit. I like this one better. As long as we're talking. Well, no, we're doing Jay Santos tonight. Do a Jay Santos. Why not? All Jay Santos all the time. All right, so maybe we'll do a Jay Santos marathon. Maybe there's a little kickoff to a Jay Santos marathon. Ha, 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 ha. What do you think? Like it? Neither do I. There we go. September 2000. Real Phil Hendry. Fuck. I'm telling you, this has just been a fucking nightmare. This is going to be past midnight, man. It'll be past midnight when we get this motherfucker rolling here. I think that hybrid failed on us, man. And that motherfucking hybrid failed. All right, Jim. How many bitch How many fucking Bluetooth or Blue Chews are we doing here? Bitch? Blue Chews, Bluetooth, Blue. Oh, man. UAE, more shit. We're going to the UAE. I mean, I take a couple of prescription medicines. It's not mood-altering drugs. It's just, you know, just prescription medicines that I take. It's got nothing to do with fucking, you know. But the UAE, United Arab Emirates, man, they want to know. They want to fucking piss test your ass before you even goddamn come into their country. And with all due respect to the great people of the UAE and Dubai and everything, that's not my destination. I'm going to the fucking Maldives, okay? You're a layover. You're a stopover. You're a this. You're a that. I am flying Emirates Airline. I do appreciate flying a great airline. And if you got to stop there, okay, fine, I get it. But Jesus H, fucking Christ, I'm not coming in there to deal fucking drugs, okay? Please. Now, what the Oh, Dax, I got your email, man. God damn it, Dax. Dax, I can't do it, brother. I'm Dax, I remember this kid. He was so great. But great stuff, Dax. So Dax Jordan is the son of a cat that I worked for at Westwood 1 year ago, Michael Jordan, Mike Jordan. And Dax Jordan is his son. And I knew Dax when I first met Dax. Dax is no more than like 8, 9 years old, carrying around cables and shit for his dad, because his father was chief engineer at Westwood 1. And now Dax is a comic. He's a comedian. And he's producing a show here in town. And he's got some good people in the lineup, but I can't make the show, man. And he invited me, and I'm really appreciative of that, man. Okay. Hey, man, so good to hear from you. I can't make that date. I'm leaving town shortly, and I'm up to my ass in details. You are kind to ask. Please keep me in mind for future dates. All right, man. Now, what I'm looking for more than anything here is I'm looking for a love to call my own. Someone I don't know. No. I'm looking for a love. Here we go. This is what I'm looking for. Blue Chew, one spot. I just did it, 5. Okay, groovy. Well, I did my Blue Chew spot. I've done my Blue Chew spot duty. Hootie duty. Now we go on back to last year, to what we were doing. Here we are, August 27th, 2018. Blow that bitch up so y'all can see it. You know, I ain't hiding nothing from you. Let's see here, man. Okay, good. All right, so now. Oh, you know, wait a minute. Jesus H. Christ. Oh, I see. Now, I said to Adam, I said, get me some grease pencils, man. Grease pencils, you guys know what a grease pencil is. Maybe they may not be that common, but in our business, we used to use grease pencils to mark.
Yeah, we don't use them anymore, though, Phil. Be,
like on the board. Right,
now see what happened there?
Where we wanted the pot. Where how,
I'll tell you why that happened, because I'm still on this bitch.
Either the pot or the, you know, volume app.
See?
Or the fader.
I'm going to get rid of that. Go back to desktop.
Man, I could use
when I go back to desktop,
give me some grease pencils.
That shit goes like there. See, that's what I'm trying to do, motherfucker.
That's what I'm lacking here, man. I know I could use some tape.
Go fuck a duck, Phil. Okay?
I'm here to support you, Mr. Santos. We're not here to detract from it.
All right. Jay, how are you?
Podcasts. I'm Phil Hendry. All of the voices you're about to hear on the show,
I'm Phil Hendry. All the voices you're about to hear on the show will be performed by me.
Cripple. All right. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Yeah, there we go. Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, good. Uh-oh. Oh, no. All right, man. I'm about ready to rock this motherfucker. You know. All right. Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. I don't know how many times I got to tell you, because so many of you stop me in the street, you stop me during my daily ablutions, and you say, Phil, what is the leading free... And I go, ha, ha, ha. You know what it is. It's Pluto TV. And guess what? Pluto TV is this—it's the single, you know, greatest solution to so many of our television viewing problems, such as mine, where all I want is to see my favorite movies. I want to watch my favorite TV stations, and I don't want a whole lot of hokum, and I don't want to pay a big cable bill. I don't want to pay DirecTV. I don't want to pay Dish. I don't want to pay any of that, man. I want to just see all of them. I want to see that Pluto app just come right there on my television set, and let's start this all fucking over again.